I'm Kamaya Truett Martin from the WUNC Youth Reporting Institute. This summer, we hired a team of youth reporters, gave them microphones, and asked them to go out and tell us something about their community. Some drove across the state chasing down stories, but Amanda Sutaki, a junior at Carrboro High School, found her story in her living room.
I've lived in Chapel Hill my whole life. I live with my mom, dad, older brother Alex, two dogs, Rex and Bear, and my grandmother.
Amanda and I have been together for these 16 years.
That's my grandma. I call her Bachan, short for Obasan, the Japanese word for grandmother. She's like a third parent to me.
Happy birthday, dear Bachan.
My grandma just turned 95, or as she would say, 59.
Happy 95th.
I'm 59.
Yeah.
Right?
59. Yeah, 59. That's great.
I'm 59, not 95.
I'm 16. I'm thinking about where to go to college and which Tar Heel shirt I'm going to wear to the next football game. But when my grandmother was my age, she was forced to wear yellow.
We all wore a yellow badge, our identification badge, with our number and our picture.
My grandma was sent to an internment camp during World War II. It was one of 10 camps the U.S. government established after President Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066. It deemed Japanese Americans, like my grandmother, and well, me, a threat to the United States.
I remember Tule Lake with all these barbed wire fences and the black tarred barracks all in a row. Hundreds of them.
I never knew about my Bachan's experience until I was in middle school. My brother was learning about World War II. We were at the dinner table, and he was telling us about Churchill, battles, and kamikaze planes. My grandmother let him talk. A lot. And then she told him something his teachers weren't talking about. My Bachan never spoke of her internment to any of us, even to my dad, her son, until that day.
In reality, I made myself forget my 3.5 years I spent there at Tule Lake.
Normally after dinner, we'd watch TV. But that night, me and my brother stayed at the table, asking Bachan lots of questions. She told us how her family had to sell their stuff on short notice, how they could only pack a small bag when going to camp, how when they got there, the whole family was crammed into a tiny room with just cots and a coal-burning stove.
This is a picture of the watchtower and the black thatched barrack and the castle rock in the background. You see, there's nothing growing, not one single tree, nothing but dust.
Hearing about this for the first time, it felt so unreal, and so far away from the life we were living in Chapel Hill. My Bachan is normally bright and cheery. I didn't know she was carrying those memories all that time. Since then, my Bachan has opened up more about her past. She told me about how she met my grandpa in the camp.
Do you want to talk about Jichan?
Who?
Jichan?
Jichan?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about him?
My grandfather?
No, my grandfather.
Oh.
After learning what happened to my Bachan, I started doing more research. The more I learned about the past, the more I started to see how it was repeated every day. For me, it's not enough to just know about the injustices in my country. I want to do something about it. I'm involved in student movements to address climate change, gun violence, and food insecurity in Chapel Hill. It's important, and I want to make my Bachan proud. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Amanda Sutaki.
There's more on that story, pictures, and other youth reports online at WUNC.org. When the Youth Reporting Institute started this past summer, we broke the ice with reporters by asking them to pick a song for our Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. Some of their choices surprised us.
My name is Amanda Sutaki. I go to Carrboro High School. I'm 16 years old. And the song I picked about North Carolina is Carolina Can by Chase Rice.
It was laying pennies on the rails and sneaking off to chew a red man. It was a Friday night wind followed by Saturday brews. It was the first blue ribbon my dad and I drank, baptized on Glenville Lake. A tear in her eyes the night we lost all we had to lose.
This is the song that me and my friends listen to all the time when we're about to go to football games or just trying to get, like, pumped up, you know, get that Carolina spirit.
That tobacco town where I grew up, a tailgate down on a jacked up truck, a ring we earned cause we own that state.
This artist played on, he was a linebacker for the UNC football team, and then when he got injured, he went on to produce music and he became a country artist. So it's really cool that he kind of did both the things that North Carolina has been known for: country music, football.
It was faded blue denim on Franklin Street. A He's Not Buzz, a house band beat. It was a summer heat dragging me to a fifth year fall. It was class a skipped cause a room couldn't teach what we learned 3 days on Wrightsville Beach. With my high school love, short hair and that sweet hometown southern draw.
Oh, it's so fun. It has like a really good melody and like it just like, it kind of pertains to the like spirit of North Carolina. It talks about Franklin Street. It talks about this bar called He's Not Here that's on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. They talk about Wrightsville Beach. I mean, and in his chorus, he talks about like that tobacco town where I grew up. So that's something that's like, you know, really special to North Carolina. So I think it's like a nice song.